It is the cagu. Cagu families stick together, with young from previous years helping to declare the family territory. All intruders are chased away. It's the breeding season, when males rekindle the flame with their lifelong partners. It's hard to know what the cagu is related to, a heron, a rail, or maybe a pigeon. Its closest relative may actually be the sunbittern of South America, 7,000 miles to the east. She may not seem too impressed, but then cagus always keep their feet very firmly on the ground. Their wings are too weak to get them airborne, but why fly when all the food you need is on the ground? And with no large predators stalking this island, there's not much cause to take flight. But this life is not without its worries. A newly hatched chick is hiding among the leaves. As with babies the world over, getting food into mouth can be quite a challenge. Perhaps slimy worms just don't appeal. The chick's camouflage helps to hide it from aerial predators like the New Caledonian crow. Fortunately, Dad's wings still have a use to help him look big and intimidating. The cagu may be an island oddity, but with few prowling predators reaching the Pacific's isolated islands, flightless birds are more common here than anywhere else on Earth. Islands are a topsy-turvy world, where evolution seems to follow a different set of rules. North of New Caledonia lies the Solomon Islands archipelago, a scattering of 1,000 tropical islands. For the select few animals that arrived here, these were brave new worlds filled with possibilities. And to make the most of what they found here, some adopted a whole new way of life. Among the successful colonists were skinks, lizards that are usually small with short legs. Quite a variety live here in the Solomons, but there is one in these forests that's unlike any other skink on the planet.